When he takes the field on Sundays, he matches up with opponents who grew up watching him play. He looks at his teammates and sees many players who are a decade younger than him. But that longevity is what makes his time on the field that much better.
You know, it's just the fact that I get to wake up in the morning, compete with guys that are 10, you know, 11, 12 years younger than me, and, you know, see what I have against them. To me, that's like, that's one of the greatest things that I get to do at my age and, you know, coming here, is I get to compete with young guys. And to me, that's a blessing, you know, to be able to do that and have taken care of my body good enough that I can do that.
At 37 years old, Terrence Newman is considered ancient in NFL terms, the second oldest defensive player in the league and playing in his 13th professional season. He's accomplished a feat rarely obtained in the NFL.
Yeah, obviously you got to take care of your body. You know, once your body starts going, then obviously it makes it a little hard to wake up in the morning and go be productive and go to practice and do those type of things.
No player has a longer history with Mike Zimmer than Newman, who played for the head coach both in Dallas for 4 seasons and Cincinnati for 2. They shared a bond and mutual respect, which made it an easy decision for Newman to come to Minnesota.
If you ask me, he's a defensive guru, so, you know, he's it was well overdue for him to be a head coach. And he's one of the best, you know, defensive minds in the game. So you know, if you're a defensive player, of course you want to play for one of the best coaches, if not the best defensive coach.
Not only have they been together for years, they have a similar philosophy when it comes to being prepared for Sundays. They both come from families with the mentality that hard work brings success. And no one puts in more time on the practice field, in the film room, and working the long hours to be successful on game days.
He comes in here, he's in great shape. He's a great teacher as far as helping our young secondary along because he understands the system. And he's another, you know, great human being. You sit down there and talk with him, you would never guess that this guy's played this long in the NFL. You think, you know, he's just another great guy.
Yeah, I could come in and try to help some of the young guys and, you know, possibly pass on my knowledge and, you know, my information and help in any way that I could.
That attitude was learned by Newman at an early age.
I was born and raised in Salina, Kansas. You know, more of a like smaller town, kind of country. You got wheat fields, you got cattle. You know, and every weekend I used to just go fishing. Me and a couple buddies, like their dad would take us out, go to the river. We get there, you know, in the evening, just before sunset, pick out a nice little spot, and you know, we could go there and stay there till 2 a.m.
He had quite the role model to help show him how to succeed.
You see your mother go to work and then get off and then have to go another work later. And, you know, there are times where, you know, you might not have cable or, you know, you might have lights, you know, but your mother is trying to provide for you and give you everything that you need. You know, I need football shoes or I need, you know, basketball shoes, whatever it is, you know, she provided it. So, you know, to understand the sacrifices that people go through, you know, to deliver for their kids, that's like something that drives anybody.
Taking the lessons learned from his mother, Newman became a first-round pick and now finds himself a 2-time Pro Bowl corner and 13-year NFL veteran. His work ethic, success, and drive command instant respect in the locker room, and his knowledge of the game is soaked up by his younger teammates.
He's playing well, and the thing is, I've told him is, you got to be Terrence Newman. And if the other guys don't get it, I don't need to be worrying about you. He's doing that, and then also in the meeting room, he's talking to those guys about, hey, what about this, what about that? So he's taking his experiences that these young guys don't have, and he's kind of giving them that. And you can't get that as a coach. You know, I could only tell him, but I can't get out there with him. He's talking to those guys about what could happen other than what's going to happen. And that's more confident to me because I know I've actually been through that transition.
Still competing at the age of 37, when most of his draft class have been retired for years, Terrence Newman is the perfect example of how to succeed, not only in football, but in life. He learned the importance of hard work at an early age, and now he's hoping in year 13 that his work ethic will help bring January success to the Minnesota Vikings.
To me, I haven't accomplished anything. You know, I've been able to play for 12 years, you know, but what is that, you know, without a Super Bowl, you know, without playoff wins. You know, I've got one playoff win in my belt. So, you know, for me, I'm not satisfied. You know, so to me, I haven't done anything. You know, and that's why I'm here today.